Good day, I'm Anjui James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Thursday, October 27. Coming up, the Meteorological Service issues flash flood watch for low-lying and flood-prone areas. JCF encourages persons to use crime-fighting app, and Minister Dara Vaz leads fact-finding mission to the Philippines. The details after the break.
Switching to solar power may be expensive, but it's worth it. You don't want to find out your solar system is substandard after purchase. So be sure to buy your solar PV system from a qualified, reputable provider. Check their qualifications and experience, ask for references, and talk to previous customers. Get several quotations before choosing a supplier. Make sure you get value for your money. A message from the Petroleum Corporation of Jamaica, the PCJ, your energy advisor.
Now the news. The Meteorological Service of Jamaica has issued a flash flood watch for low-lying and flood-prone areas of central and eastern parishes. These include St. Catherine, Clarendon, Kingston and St. Andrew, St. Thomas, Portland, St. Mary and St. Anne. This means flooding is possible due to a broad trough moving slowly across the island, and residents are advised to take the necessary precautionary measures.
We're expecting this feature to remain across the region for the next 2 days. And what we're really expecting as a result of the presence of this feature is continued showers and thunderstorms, which could be really heavy at times. And just to make mention also that we're in the secondary rainy season. So this condition, troughs and so on, it is pretty common this time of the year.
Duty forecaster at the National Meteorological Center, Clayton Johnson. The trough is expected to continue influencing weather conditions across the island this evening through to Saturday. Cabinet has approved several activities for implementation consequent on reviewing recommendations relating to the National Insurance Scheme Act and regulations. These include an operational and staffing review of the National Insurance Scheme and evaluation of the governance structure, investment policies and asset allocation strategies of the National Insurance Fund to be undertaken during the 2017-18 fiscal year. Information Minister Senator Ruel Reed says Cabinet has also approved a proposal requiring all ministries, departments and agencies that issue licenses and permits to register and comply with NIS contribution requirements by 2019-20.
It also gave approval that a committee is to be appointed in financial year 2016-2017 to review each three-year actuarial report on the sustainability of the National Insurance Scheme, and this is in keeping with announcement made in respect of the handling of the National Insurance Fund.
Senator Reed was addressing a post-cabinet press briefing at Jamaica House Wednesday. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dara Vaz, is leading a high-level seven-member delegation on a fact-finding visit to the business process outsourcing BPO sector in the Philippines. Other members of the delegation include State Minister for Finance, Favour Williams, Investment Ambassador to India, Aubin Hill, Economic Growth Council Representative Paula Carr-Jarrett, Chair of the HeartTrust NTA, Maxine Wilson, Assistant Vice President of Operations and Customer Relations at the Port Authority of Jamaica, Gloria Henry, and Knowledge Services Manager at Jampro, Shane Angus. The Jamaican delegation will meet with their Philippine counterparts to examine how the information technology and BPO sectors have successfully driven job creation and economic growth. The group will engage in discussions to explore the measures that were employed to attract and grow the outsourcing industry in the Philippines. The Philippines is one of the top outsourcing countries around the globe, with over 700 IT and BPO firms and global in-house centers. And head of the Jamaica Constabulary Force JCF Corporate Communications Unit, Superintendent Stephanie Lindsay, is encouraging persons to download and use the crime-fighting and safety software application Stay Alert. There are currently over 18,000 persons using the app.
The Stay Alert app is a must-have. I think once you have an Android phone, you should really try to get it. In recent times, we would have done some modification to the app to make it more user-friendly and more persons can access it very easily.
Superintendent Lindsay says the software can be accessed at the Google Play Store by smartphone. The app has a panic mode which, when activated, sends an alert to the police that the user is in an emergency situation. It also facilitates reporting of incidents. Stay Alert was developed by the Ministry of National Security in 2014 and includes alerts, which provides users with the latest news, tips, updates, and other information from the police blotters. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.